You might have some memories of poring over the detail intense photographs of the children's book series I Spy, maybe as a kid yourself or with your own kids. The first book was released in 1992, and 8 themed books were published, including the iconic Fantasy and School Days editions. You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Do you have a question about how the I Spy book scenes were made? Do you have a favorite memory or favorite book in the series? Call in at 800-642-1234. Walter Wick is the photographic illustrator of the I Spy book series. He's also authored, photographed, and illustrated many other series and books for children, including the Can You See What I See series. His latest book, out earlier this year, is called A Ray of Light. Walter, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you.
Well, you've been doing a unique kind of photography and setting up these props and creating these puzzles. How did you get started on this path?
Well, I had been a commercial photographer in New York City, and one of my favorite clients was Games Magazine, which is a puzzle magazine. Mm-hmm. I was looking for work and traveling around with my portfolio on a subway, and I went up to the magazine and I had some game pieces in my photographs, and I showed it to them, and they said, "Oh, that looks pretty good. Keep in touch." And I needed work right away, so I didn't really know what that meant. So I went back to my studio, and I invented a little kind of photo puzzle and presented it to them, and they bought it. So that got me started in this kind of game photo puzzle kind of world. That was back in 1980. So I did a lot of magazine covers and book covers. And one day I was cleaning my studio and I was arranging all these little bits of hardware on a light table, just trying to sort them out and organize, you know, washers and screws and nuts and bolts and pins and needles. And I liked the way they looked on the light table, so I just spent the next 2 days arranging those things. I took a picture. That went into my portfolio. And then I got a call from a woman named Jean Marzullo, who was working as an editor of Let's Find Out magazine, which was a Scholastic publication. And we did a series of posters. Well, we did one poster based on that photograph that I had done in my studio, and a series of other posters. But it was that original poster that I did for her that caught the attention of Scholastic. And they said, "Hey, we could do a search and find using this style of photography." So Jean Marzullo was the writer, and I was the photographer, and that's how it started. That was 1992.
And in the I Spy books, for people who haven't seen them, you have these incredibly visually elaborate arrays of a ton of different kinds of props, and there's usually a puzzle, a little poem about what you're supposed to find in there. How do you go about setting up a page of that, a photo like that, with all these like meticulously placed little pieces?
Well, it's really a joy for me to do it. It's like making order out of chaos. But my photos actually look like chaos at first glance, or many of them do. And there really is a structure to the way I arrange things. And because if I just dumped a bunch of stuff on a table and took a picture of it, you wouldn't want to look at it for very long. So I spend, you know, 2 to 3 days, 4 to 5 days sometimes, just arranging these things. And as I do it, I'm getting more and more satisfied with the arrangement. And it's sort of an unconscious thing. It's an intuitive thing. There's no rules that I follow per se. And I think if at the end of a few days, if I'm liking the picture and my eyes can't stop roving all over the scene, then I think it's ready for the book. And I think the readers experience it in the same way. So that's the basic level. Now, those were the tabletop images with lots of little tiny things, and it could be the kind of, you know, found objects like the pins and needles and nuts and bolts and things that I was speaking about earlier, or it could be antique toys. You know, so usually the pictures are themed in some sort of way. But as the series progressed, I started to tell stories with the photographs, and those are much more elaborate, where I actually drew storyboards first. You know, I did sketches of what I was going to make, and we'd build elaborate sets. For example, I Spy Treasure Hunt is a story that takes place in a seaside village, and the village is made entirely out of H.O. train parts. And, you know, H.O. scale model railroad type of, features. Mm-hmm. So the concept in that book takes you through the village and up to a cliff top, and then you oversee the village and you have a map, and then you go and search for the treasure, as well as search for objects in each and every single one of those pictures.
Talking to Walter Wick, photographic illustrator of the I Spy book series. He's also done books including the Can You See What I See series. His newest book out this year is A Ray of Light. He's taking us behind the scenes into his studio. And Walter, I'm envisioning your studio. Now, I read these books to my kids and found stuff with them. And you've got so many different, you mentioned antique toys and little tool pieces and bits and bobs and this and that and numbers and letters and so much. Is your studio just this madhouse of props?
Well, it is when I'm in the middle of a book. It just looks like, a bomb went off. But it's fairly organized now. I'm actually on my fifth studio. I've moved around a lot. My first two studios were in New York City, and then I had two different locations in Connecticut, and now I'm in Miami. And so I've learned how to organize, and I have these gray, industrial gray boxes with lids on them, and they go on shelves and everything. It's a little bit like a kindergarten classroom with all the manipulatives that the teacher would have stored on shelves.
Now, take us to some of your more recent work, Walter. The Ray of Light book, it's science-themed. I think I'm seeing a lot of teachers and librarians wanting to use it for, their STEM, their science, technology, engineering, and math. What do we see there?
Well, it's a book about light and, the behavior of light. And light is something I use in the studio every day. So over the years, I've become very much involved in, the inner workings of it. But it was a little bit intimidating, I might say, to actually try to explain those inner workings to a young audience. But the book really was... It's a follow-up to a book I did called A Drop of Water, which was published in 1997. And that book is now in its 43rd printing.
Wow.
And so with this latest move to Miami, I decided I would slow down a little bit, and not have so many of these big extravaganza model-made books, and do something, go back to that sort of the basics of light and how it works, and color and refraction, so I really, really enjoyed doing that book.
One of the constant, earlier this year, right?
Yeah, it came out in February, yeah.
One of the constant themes in your books, whether we're talking about I Spy or Ray of Light, is this, I think, sense of wonder. That's part of why kids react so well to it. Are you still able to feel that yourself as you're putting something together and realize, this is it. This has taken me away.
Yes, I do. I think that's a great observation to put together I Spy and A Ray of Light, because it is about observing. And, we learn about science through observation and experiments and that kind of thing. And I like to say that, my books lack characters in them for the most part. I mean, they don't have, featured characters that talk and, have a dialogue. But they are otherwise cerebral, Even the search and find books can involve illusions or machines that, one of the famous pictures I did was called Levers, Ramps, and Pulleys, and it's a machine made out of blocks and toys where you push a marble down a ramp and it knocks over dominoes, and there's a series of events that ends up popping a balloon. And that machine really works. Now, it doesn't have to work in an I Spy book because it's a still photograph, but I made a video of it, and I took it to schools and everything, and when I would talk to students, and they all knew how it worked. They could figure it out from the still photograph. So I always love this kind of idea of making your mind, you know, getting the gears going in the reader's head. And it's kind of the way I think. And the Ray of Light book is very similar in that sort of way.
As we wrap up, Walter, you sometimes share your work on your Instagram page. What do you take pictures of just for fun, just for your own enjoyment?
Well, the immediate environment that I'm in now in Miami, I like everybody else, I use the cell phone camera when I'm out and about. I take pictures of my travels. I'm a big art history buff, and so I go to museums and I try to share my interests with people on the Instagram page, because I'm now getting a lot of former readers now doing photography professionally, creatives of all sorts, who message me and say they grew up on my books, and I really love that. I really love that kind of connection.
Walter, thank you so much for sharing this with us today.
You're welcome.
That's Walter Wick, the photographic illustrator of the I Spy book series. He's authored, photographed, and illustrated many other series of books for children. His latest out this year is A Ray of Light.